Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hawk Time Podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Adam.
Hello.
He's back and better than ever, propped up by our tech team, Ryan and Sam, and our special guest for the day, Seth.
Hello.
You seem to be in a good mood.
I'm in a very good mood. I'm very excited to be here.
Anyway, what are you on to talk about? What you want to...
Well, there's the election, and there's, I'd say the biggest thing in the election this year is, one, Amy Coney Barrett getting nominated, and I'm pretty sure passed through.
Yeah, she confirmed.
And then the voter fraud thing.
All right. So when it comes to these ideas of voter fraud, et cetera, obviously it's a controversial topic. As far as I know, I've looked into it, there's no signs of widespread voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously there is a very divisive gap between the sides when it comes to that topic. So when it comes to this idea of voter fraud, in your opinion, is it a problem? Is it something that we should be worried about as a threat to our democracy or no?
I do not think we should be, you know, we should be worrying, is it a threat to our democracy? But I do think, you know, recounting the votes, maybe not a lawsuit is the right path, but recounting votes, like, it's a close race. We should recount the votes anyway, just to make sure. I do think voter fraud, you know, happens, not in the, like there's not thousands or hundreds of thousands of cases of voter fraud every election. I don't think that's the case, but I do think there's nothing wrong with checking to make sure that every legal vote was counted, every illegal vote wasn't. I don't think we should have stopped counting after election day, but I do think, you know, there's nothing wrong with making sure who deserves to be president gets the seat.
You gotta make sure you take in all voices. If we recount, it ends up being Biden still, and mm-hmm. whatever. If it ends up being Trump, then it is what it is. I think a lot of it's kind of politically motivated, would you say?
Yes, 100%. I remember talking to, especially in the South, most of the older people I talk to, they 100% believe Trump has won the election, and yeah. that every single case against them is voter fraud. I was talking to a guy I work out with, and he was talking about how the Democrats are so corrupt that nearly every case is considered voter fraud, and I just don't think that's the case. If anything, I think there's just as much voter fraud on one side as there is the other. I think if there is voter fraud, that's the most likely case. There was a example in 2016 where I think a lady from somewhere out west was arrested for voter fraud because she voted for Trump multiple times, with the reasoning being she was just doing what the liberals would do. And I'm sure there are cases that, once again,
yeah.
not in the thousands, not enough to sway an entire election. Maybe, like very low percent, but maybe sway a swing state like Georgia
yeah.
or Nevada with a very close line. But I do think it's possible.
Yeah. So I would definitely agree. Like we kind of agreed, there's no problem recounting.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with the point. I think a lawsuit is a little over the top.
And saying that, start spreading disbelief in our democracy, also, I think, a bad idea.
It weakens us as a whole, really.
Yep.
I think the problem is, part of how we're set up is states can set their own guidelines
mm-hmm.
For how they want to go about counting these ballots. Pennsylvania got a lot of flack for being slow, but they weren't even allowed to start counting mail-in ballots, so they got 2 weeks in advance until the day of the election. When it comes to stuff like that, like how different states determine their voting process,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that should be one uniform idea across all states, or do you think that these individual ideas of some states getting to count 2 weeks in advance versus a Pennsylvania, a Nevada?
I would have to see more specific data as negative, positive effects. As of right now, we waited, what, like an extra 4 days to
yeah.
see the results. That didn't kill anyone.
Yeah.
And honestly, we still don't know the results until there's a recount. So
yeah.
I really don't care as of right now if every state has a different opinion or not, or a different way of doing things.
Yeah, and the thing about like not being able to count until election day is that I was talking with a friend of mine who is running for a local position in Hendersonville, and he said you can't start counting anything until 7 o'clock on election night. Because any type of information, whether it's not public and just someone knows, like a ballot counter knows it and is able to like spread that to people, any type of, oh, this person's winning or this person's winning, that's going to like manipulate votes. So it's a whole like security and like transparent thing to not count until the polls close. And so it doesn't sway any votes.
And generally, the count starting counting at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, depending on the time, hasn't been a big issue. I think mail-in ballots were a big part of that delay.
Yep.
So when it comes to this idea of like voter security, mail-in ballots in particular, there are a lot of different ways they go about protecting these votes and making sure they're authentic. But obviously, one side is very heavily set on the fact that they are illegitimate in some way or another, and almost surprised that mail-in ballots leaned towards the Democratic candidate, even though rhetoric from the Republican side was don't vote by mail. I think this is definitely another kind of political side of this. But when it comes to this idea of security of these mail-in ballots, do you think they're safe? Do you think there's something that should be more widespread available for people even on normal years?
I honestly don't know. Once again, I'd wait until recount reinvestigation was conducted, because normally, as I'm pretty sure you previously said, there's very little evidence that voter fraud from mail-in voting, absentee ballots is an issue. But it is possible that it is a big issue and we just missed it this year. And if it is, then yes, we should definitely make sure that everyone can legally vote and no one can cheat their way through it. But as of right now, from any information I've seen, the answer to your question is no, but I don't remember what the question was.
Well, you know, that's fair. part of this whole debate about this election, I don't know if you guys remember, about like 2-3 weeks before election night, the FBI held a immediate press conference that wasn't announced until like it was a very quick thing. They threw it together within a couple hours. That aired on most major news sources, in which they said that they do they have confirmed foreign interference from Iran, from Russia, and from potentially China. They have been emailing, threatening voters to stay inside and not vote, etc. Nothing that they found leans either way to any candidate that I can see so far. There's just as much voting one way and the other. It's more to kind of sow distrust in the system. Do you think mail-in ballots helped contribute to like these idea, like these foreign countries interfering? Do you think like in person kind of helped, was a layer of security?
From what I'm, because this is the first I've heard of that, sadly, and from what I'm hearing, it does make sense that mail-in ballots would bring in more security, because if what you're writing, they're threatening, don't leave the house to vote, then mail-in ballots would help. But moreover, that's an issue. Foreign interference is a huge issue. I know there were reports of it happening in 2016, and there have been reports almost every year. That's an issue. I don't think that should happen.
Okay. So far, like, the FBI hasn't talked anything, hasn't added anything as far as I know about the situation. They said that they had detected it early and hopefully put a stop to it. But obviously, in an election this tight, it could potentially be an issue. In the case of Georgia, a couple thousand votes, you know, a couple of thousand people are influenced by Iran or Russia. That could be huge. So when it comes to this, you know, kind of overarching theme this year has been this idea of kind of partisanship trying to sow divide. It was extremely out in the open this year with the divide in mail-in ballots versus in-person voting. Even in places like California, it was very pro-Trump when it came to in-person voting. And even in places here in Tennessee, it was very, you know, pro-Biden during mail-in voting. Do you think this could have lasting effects on our political landscape, this idea of mail-in voting, fraud, etc.? Do you think that could be a wider issue?
It depends on who runs for the Republican Party in 4 years. It depends on what he pushes, because one of the biggest things was the influence Trump had on his voters, saying, you know, don't go out there, vote, saying that it's fraud, saying that he won, which you can agree with or disagree with, but I don't think that will continue in 4 years if there's a different president. If Trump runs again, I can't say what'll happen, but if there's someone a little less excessive, then I highly doubt it'll be an issue in the coming years. But I do like the idea that mail-in voting has gotten more popular, provided if it does show that mail-in voting leads towards fraud, then I wouldn't be with it. But as of right now, don't see evidence that mail-in voting causes a huge amount of fraud, so I'm definitely pro for it.
Yeah. So on the topic of mail-in voting, something big has been one thing that is a big difference when it comes to security is a photo ID. When it comes to a photo ID with a mail-in ballot, do you think that is a reasonable question to have, or a reasonable demand for voters? Obviously, some people don't have a way to copy their photo ID through a photo, you know, copier, etc. So do you think people saying that a copy of your ID should still be sent in, do you think that's reasonable in any way?
I think it's reasonable. I think it's hard, because I would say as an alternative, something like a social security number, but that's something people can easily see, memorize, write down. You can't memorize a picture of someone. Yeah. But as you said, it's hard to for some people to have that picture. I do think because it is harder for some people to have a picture, there should be an alternative. Currently, I can't think of an amazing one off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are some that we could work towards.
Yeah.
And kind of stemming off of that, I think that, like Seth said, there should be an alternative, but there's nothing wrong with having a photo ID if you have one. And kind of like with, like, relating it to in-person voting, like, if you can vote in person, you know, it'd be better for you to vote in person. But obviously with a pandemic and some people aren't even able to get out of the house, pandemic or not, maybe due to old age, illness, anything, I think that to just completely go on the rhetoric of that mail-in voting is bad and just, like, awful and just shouldn't be a thing, I think that's a little, like, rough around the edges. But it's kind of like, vote in person when you can, but mail-in voting shouldn't be a discriminated practice.
For sure. So when it comes to the Republican Party as a whole, this idea of, some people call it Trumpism, this kind of control that he's had over the party really came into focus with his push towards no mail-in voting. As the Republican Party, seeing this unprecedented turnout of blacks, Latinos, etc., through mail-in voting, if you're the Republican Party, does that scare you long-term to see states like Georgia, the power of these people who previously did not get out vote in high numbers, flipping potential hot spots for your electoral votes?
As someone who has no affiliation with either political party, I don't think either one should see this as a pattern that plans to continue. I think the current president is a special case, and this current election is a special case. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Trump's a little different than most of the other presidents we've had. I don't see the pattern continuing. I wouldn't be surprised if it did. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. I think one of the biggest issues, again, in the recent Black Lives Matter movement, which I hate to say, is a very periodic thing for many people. Don't agree that it should be, but it is. And because it had so much prevalence this year, that once again could contribute to it. In 4 years, if nothing like that happens, once again, that could put the pattern back to what we're used to. COVID-19 dies down, that could put the pattern back to what we're used to. It all depends on what happens before the next election.
That's fair. That is a good idea. Just kind of looking towards the future, not overreacting based on partisanship. So I respect that. So from us, our team, thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
It was cool to hear from a very moderate kind of outside the box viewpoint. You don't get too many of those. So it's great to hear from it. From me, from Adam, from our tech crew, thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
Have a great day.